Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
This podcast is brought to you by Haas Nissan in Yorkton. Hey, you with the AirPods. If you're looking for a new car, truck, or SUV, then Haas Nissan is the place to go. So, while you're listening to Nick and Reader, eat your avocado toast and think about how you'd look in your sleek new ride.
That's Sam Felt and Ronnie. More hits, more favorites. Fox FM. It's Nick hanging with you here. I almost said most hits, most favorites. And yeah, I mean, we also do have the most hits and the most favorites here. Matt, you're also hanging out as well. And I want to say a big thank you going out to everybody who entered for Pizza Monday. We got a lot of responses. It was pretty dope.
How busy, or how many responses did we get this time around here, do you think?
We got a decent amount on the text line here. Of course, we're going to have a winner sometime later today, but the prize is a pretty awesome prize, especially to start the week. Medium two-topping pan pizza from Domino's.
Like pizza?
Yeah, I mean, who doesn't want to win a free pizza? That's like, if somebody knocked on my door and said, hey, Nick, I got this free pizza. Do you want it? I'd say no more, and then I would take it from them. I may open the box, and it may be roadkill. It may not actually be a pizza, but for that split moment, me thinking that it's a pizza is one of the happiest thoughts that I could have, right? If you want to have the same amount of happiness that I have and not open up a box and see something other than a pizza, you can get a real pizza by texting us every single Monday here at Fox FM. All you got to do is listen for that keyword to text in. When you hear it, you text, you get your confirmation, and you get entered. We're going to have a name sometime later today once the whole thing, the draw is made, and we'll have a winner for you. Big shout outs to our pals at Domino's in Yorkton as well for hooking us up. Every single Monday is Pizza Monday here at Fox FM, so don't forget to text us next Monday.
Reader's played a lot of Scrabble against himself. He still has a losing record.
More hits, more favorites, Fox FM.
Kygo, One Republic, Fox FM. It's Tuesday morning, September the 15th. Nick hanging with you. Matt, you're also here too. I'm unfurling my paper here because it's an important day. Do you know what day it is today?
Tuesday.
Feel good day with the co-op. Legacy Co-op here around the area, as well as the Swan Valley Co-op. Co-ops all over the listening area are going to be doing some donating today, too. So with every fill here in Yorkton at the Legacy Co-op C-Store, the gas bars in Theodore, Yorkton, Camsack, and Churchbridge, you can get 10 cents per liter will be donated. So when you fill up your car today, you donate 10 cents per liter. And the projects here, at least in Legacy Co-op, are going to be donated towards the Salvation Army in Yorkton, the Camsack Outdoor Swimming Pool, and the Churchbridge Curling Club. So when you gas up today, you're going to be directly benefiting the Salvation Army here in Yorkton, as well as projects in Camsack and in Churchbridge. So pretty good deal today. If you're in Yorkton, you better get yourself some gas, right?
Oh, absolutely.
How are you sitting on your car? Do you need to get gas?
Pretty good at this point, I will admit. So I didn't know about this beforehand.
There are other ways
to know.
There are other ways you can donate as well, especially if you're in Swan River. Actually, Reader just poked his head in. He just hit the road. He's going to be broadcasting live on location at the Swan Valley Co-op C-Store, and they're going to be donating, I believe, to the shelter in Swan River. You're going to be hearing more about that in a couple hours here once Reader gets all set up. But as far as we're concerned here on the Saskatchewan side of things, just go get some gas from any Co-op C-Store today, and you're going to be supporting some great causes. I got a half a tank, so I'm going to go. First thing I'm going to do as soon as we're done the show today, I'm heading to the co-op. I'm going to fill up because it's fuel good day, guys. 10 cents from every liter of fuel is going to be donated to some great causes here in the listening area. So you can go get some gas and do some good at the same time.
This podcast is brought to you by Haas Nissan in Yorkton. Hey, you with the AirPods. If you're looking for a new car, truck, or SUV, then Haas Nissan is the place to go. So while you're listening to Nick and Reader, eat your avocado toast and think about how you'd look in your sleek new ride.
Fox FM, Billie Eilish on a Tuesday morning. It's Nick here. Matt, you're filling in for Reader, who's on his way to Swan River right now for Fuel Good Day. And it's Tuesday morning, so that means we had Monday Night Football for the first time yesterday in the NFL. Do you have the scores in front of you?
I got them right here.
Okay, who played and who won?
We've got the Pittsburgh Steelers defeating the New York Giants 26-16, and then the Tennessee Titans with a last-minute field goal to defeat the Denver Broncos 16-14.
That's good, because the Titans are Reader's team, so he's probably driving right now to Swan, and he's giving a thumbs up to the radio right now.
He's also probably double-checking, making sure his heart still has a pulse after that game, too.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, it's safe to say a lot of people excited NFL football is back. I mean, I'm famously a guy who doesn't really watch the NFL. I'm a big CFL fan, but you know, CFL's not happening this year, so I'm giving it a shot. I watched a football game on Sunday. I watched the Vikings game on Sunday because I thought that was, I mean, closest team to us is the Vikings, so give them a try.
Yeah, fair enough.
So
fair enough.
I actually, are you a big NFL guy?
I do enjoy the NFL a lot, yeah.
So who's your NFL team?
Historically, New England Patriots, actually. Before Brady was with the team back in the Drew Bledsoe days.
Oh, right on. So you're not one of those bandwagoners.
No. Yeah. Don't get me wrong. Still love Brady, but...
I heard about that on Sunday, that the first game that the Patriots played without Tom Brady, and no one showed up to watch the game. It's a bunch of bandwagoners, right?
Then again, no one's showing up for most of the games anyways, but that's beside the point.
There's one thing about the NFL that I love, and it's something that I saw on TikTok, and I hope that everybody listening right now can try this out as well, too, because there were people that were filming themselves playing the NFL song. So if you guys are unfamiliar, I actually have it here. I can play a little bit of it, but...
You got to see me on this one here, but...
It's got some horns, and you know which one I'm talking about, right? So it's that song, and on TikTok, a bunch of people are doing this to their husbands, and I thought this was hilarious, because they would be sitting in the room filming themselves, and they'd hit play, and then, of course, you know, that song would start playing, and then the husbands would just run in. Like, they would check the TV, and then they would see that football's not on, and then they would just leave. So it was like this prank that people were pulling on their loved ones that watch football, because they're so excited that football's back. So what would be, like, the Canadian version of that? Like, the Hockey Night in Canada theme, or...?
Hockey Night in Canada, TSN, maybe, Sportsnet.
Yeah, because, I mean, I don't think that there's, like, one song for a sport in Canada that's not the Hockey Night in Canada theme. Everybody, that's ubiquitous, I would say. Because, like, I couldn't tell you the CFL on TSN theme.
I couldn't tell you that one either.
It's probably some country artist,
like, or
something.
Like, SportsCenter would be probably the closest thing. So.
Yeah, so, like, I want to see, if you're out there right now, this would be cool. If you could send us, maybe try it out. I'd love to see this. Film yourself playing the NFL song or playing the Hockey Night in Canada song, and just see if your loved one comes into the room to find that they're disappointed that there's not actually any sports going on. We'd love to see that. You can text us, 306-783-3699.
Fox FM Mornings with Nick and Reader. If you ever wanted to find out what a reverse farmer's tan is, yeah.
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
Kane Brown, Sway Lee, and Khalid. More hits, more favorites. Fox FM. It's Nick hanging with you. And, of course, Matt, you're here, too, filling in for Reader while he is on the way to Swan River for fuel. Good day. And we posted a photo on the Facebook page, and that's how basically I was feeling yesterday. Boy, the skies were nuts yesterday, hey?
It's a bit of a shock that we are seeing smoke from the West Coast make it this far east.
Yeah, I mean,
you don't see that very often.
Just goes to show how serious the wildfires in California and Oregon are right now, because, yeah, that's a direct result. That's why it was so smoggy and cloudy and kind of orangey yesterday.
Like, I expect this when I was living in Calgary, but
yeah,
not so much, not this far out. So.
I wanted to bring up a story, because I actually, this was years ago, I was living up north in Saskatchewan, and the fires in Fort Mac happened, and those were a terrible thing, and I remember for days, because we were actually parallel with Fort Mac up north, and yeah, the skies were orange and there was ash in the air, and it was not pleasant, I will say. So, I mean, you're from Calgary, you probably have had to deal with that
too. Yeah, I've dealt with a few fires there. The one year there was the huge fires in Montana and Washington State. Playing soccer games in some of that smoke was just horrendous. You know, you go to take a breath and you can't breathe.
Oh boy, yeah, I can imagine. Yeah, a little strange weather pattern zone. Of course, you know, these fires are going on, and it's a bummer, and I hope that they can get them taken care of as fast as possible. I hope everybody's out there being safe as well, too. The world's going crazy, and all of a sudden, you know, there's fires once again, too. So it's nuts. On Facebook, if you want to have a little laugh, though, because it immediately reminded me of Seinfeld. So if you want to see the photo, facebook.com/morefoxfm. You can go there right now. It was looking a little orange yesterday here in Yorkton.
Nick and Reader are now offering unqualified legal advice.
Don't make any plans for the next 5 to 10 years.
More hits, more favorites, Fox FM.
Virginia to Vegas, more hits, more favorites, Fox FM. It's Nick and Matt hanging out on S. It's Tuesday. Yeah, it's Tuesday morning this morning. And we also Monday, got a guest on the line. Juanita, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hey, it's so nice to hear from you, Juanita, from the Chamber of Commerce. Well, how are you this morning?
Very well, thank you.
Of course, we have you on the show here because the Celebrate Success Business Awards are on.
Yes, it's been a long process, but we're finally able to offer them on October 7th.
All right, so it's coming up on October 7th. It's been a couple months. Normally is in the spring here. So can we just get a quick refresher on what's going on for the Business Awards this year?
Well, back in March, we announced a number of finalists for a number of the awards that were on offer, and we're going to hold the event at St. Mary's on October 7th, and it'll be a come-and-go type of event, so we'll have a live virtual event going on.
All right, so that's, of course, to make up for, you know, there are certain guidelines that are in place right now, given the state of public health. So it's going to be at St. Mary's, and you guys are going to be obviously following all of those precautions as well.
Exactly. We want to keep everybody safe and yet everybody have a good time. So we're encouraging people that can't come to the event to watch it online and enjoy the event. I'm sure it'll be a nice production, and of course, it's always interesting to see the finalists and hear who is the ultimate award recipient.
Now, there's a couple new awards that you guys were doing in the spring that you were talking about, the People's mm-hmm. Choice and the Business Leader of the Year. How do those work?
Well, with the Business Leader of the Year, a committee put together a number of names, and then our talented panel of judges selected the business leader, so that will be announced that evening. And People's Choice Award, we will be voting. We'll give the opportunity for people to vote on the business that they feel deserves an award. So we'll look forward to seeing how that goes, because it's the first time ever we've done it.
That's going to be wonderful. I mean, getting more people involved in the community, because this is what it's all about. We're celebrating the success of local businesses here in the area. And yeah, as long as you guys maybe next year consider maybe Radio Personality of the Year award, that'd be, I'd be cool with that.
I can't understand why we haven't thought of that before.
Well, because Reader would win every single year, because he's more popular than me. So. If people want to get more information, maybe information on how to stream the event or how to vote, where can they get more info?
They should contact the Chamber office and speak with either Sherry or myself at 783-4368.
Oh, well, Juanita, it's so nice to have you on the show. I just realized that it has been since the spring since we had you on the show here. So hopefully we can get you on again very soon, because it's nice to hear from you.
Sounds wonderful. Thank you so much, gentlemen.
14th Annual Celebrate Success Business Awards, October 7th. And if you want more information, well, you can go where Juanita told you to go. Juanita, thanks so much for coming on the show.
My pleasure.
Catch Nick and Reader Monday to Friday mornings on Fox FM.
I like that.